All right, well, let's have a look at Walt Disney. Its shares up the most in almost 2 years, that after the company brought back former leader Bob Iger to replace his successor, Bob Chapek, as CEO. Let's get to Chris Palmieri, senior editor with Bloomberg Media and the telecoms team. Thanks for joining us here, Chris. What do you make of this?
Well, it's a surprise. This had been a transition that had been in the works for years, and Bob Chapek was Bob Iger's handpicked successor, but he clearly had a lot of problems. He is a brusque individual who was just never able to connect with employees. He obviously had a very difficult time taking over right at the start of the pandemic, but he didn't make life any easier with his approach and the way he ran the company.
Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. Chapek came from the theme park side, so maybe a lot of his skill set was not suited to a lot of the challenges that Disney is facing when it comes to things like ESPN or the streaming side of the business.
That was one of the considerations. He'd been at the company for a long time. He started out in the in home entertainment, so dealing with actually videotapes back in the day. Then he ran consumer products, all the merchandise there, and then, as you noted, ran the theme parks. And most of the analysts sort of agree he actually did a terrific job at the theme parks, almost too good. His tenure is going to be sort of most noted for really increasing prices. Not a happy scene among the Disney theme park loyalists. He required reservations. He raised ticket prices. He started this new line-cutting system that you have to pay extra for. So, we could add another $40 on top of your $180 theme park ticket. So, a lot of really dramatic price increases that made the business more profitable but not beloved.
All right. Well, I mean, the thing is, he was Bob Iger was chairman not too long ago of Disney, and also CEO, of course, naturally, as we know here. But, in the time he's been away, the landscape has changed so much. Do you think he's got the right tools to turn Disney around?
He is, widely regarded as just about the best media executive in the business. And if you look at the dramatic growth Disney had up until he left, with the launch of Disney Plus, was all his idea that, now has, 200 million subscribers worldwide with all of their streaming businesses. You've got, all of the acquisitions he did with Pixar, Marvel, Lucasfilm, Fox. So he's a very creative guy, has good relations with all the talent and the talent agencies. But this is a challenge. One of the reasons Chapek is out is because the streaming TV business lost $1.5 billion in the most recent quarter. That's a lot of money for any company. And Iger has to navigate this transition between the traditional TV world, which, as we know, people are watching less and less, into this new streaming era and do it profitably. Nobody sort of doubts that if there's anybody who can do it, it is Bob Iger.
It's kind of interesting because when you look back, before Mr. Iger took the reins back in, I think it was September 2005, Michael Eisner ran this company, and he was pushed out, I believe, at the time. And Eisner was regarded as a very effective CEO. But at some point, when the market starts moving against you, you have to be reactive.
That's it. And, Eisner's also had, particularly in his first 10 years or so, he did a terrific job growing the business, both the theme parks, made the acquisition of Capital Cities ABC that gave the company ESPN, which was a huge, huge profit generator for years. He just, stayed a little bit too long for a lot of people's comfort. Things started going south, and that's when Iger stepped in. But it was a very dramatic succession. Eisner did not go quietly.
Well, no, absolutely. That's it here as well. So, Chris, what happens next? What are the metrics that, what's he got to deal with, first of all? What's on his to-do list?
Well, we're already seeing some of the action. Today he announced that he was essentially undoing this very unpopular move that Chapek had made internally, which Chapek decided that everybody on the creative side, from the traditional TV business, the film studios, and that, needed to report to this one central authority, which was going to be in charge of all business decisions, whether it's ad sales, what movies to make, what channels or streaming services to put a TV show on. And, you know, this rankled the traditional studio heads and network chiefs who used to have that authority. And, you know, they were all, you know, listening to this other business unit headed by this one individual. And so Iger fired him today, Kareem Daniel, and said that he's going to reconnect with all the traditional head of the film studio, head of the TV business, head of ESPN, and figure out a new corporate structure, which will probably look a lot like the old one, where you have these individual managers responsible for their own decisions, both a business and a creative standpoint.
But I'm wondering whether or not part of his strategy will include exiting or at least reducing some of the company's exposure in certain business lines. We were talking earlier with one of our guests who was saying that maybe Hulu, for example, could be viewed differently as Iger returns to the CEO role.
I'd be really surprised if that were the case. Remember, Hulu, the company's interest in Hulu significantly increased under Iger's presence. You know, it went from 30% to 63%, and then he negotiated the option to acquire Comcast one-third. And you know, that's a deal that they already have a contract on. Their question right now is just what price. I think that Hulu is very much a piece of this overall puzzle, the streaming service. It's very popular. It's got a lot of really good shows. And most likely after Disney acquires that other third, they're going to integrate it more fully into the Disney Plus product, which if there's a criticism of Disney Plus, it's that it doesn't really have enough for adults. Whereas Hulu, that's exactly, you know, what they have. So I think you'll see Hulu more fully integrated into the Disney streaming business under Iger.
Well, the market seems to like this news as Disney shares rallied by more than 6% today on news that Bob Iger will replace his successor, Bob Chapek, as CEO. Chris Palmieri, thanks so much for being with us. Chris is senior editor with Bloomberg's media and telecom team.